For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. There's nothing new about cover versions of Beatles songs, but the local band Organissimo has decided to create jazzy renditions of some of your favorite Beatles tunes. I talked with Jim Alfredson about Organissimo's new soulful tribute to the Fab Four. Has Organissimo been playing Beatles songs for a while?
We've been playing covers for a while. We actually started, the band started in November of 2000, and it started as a vehicle for my own compositions and our guitarist at the time, Joe Gloss, his compositions. And we used to write together all the time, and we wanted something to feature those songs that we were writing. And so we stayed away from covers for quite a long time. In fact, our first five records, between the five of them, there's maybe two or three covers on them. And you know, we did like a Frank Zappa tune, and a couple of Frank Zappa tunes, actually. And that's about it. Most of the CDs are all originals. So for us to do a bunch of covers was kind of a new thing. And we really hadn't recorded any Beatles songs before. We had started to toy around with doing them live when the current guitar player came in, Larry Barris.
When you first came up with this idea for this CD, was there one Beatles song that you most intensely wanted to include?
Definitely Taxman, which opens up the record. I remember as a kid putting on Revolver for the first time and hearing that count off, and then that iconic bass line comes on, you know. And I definitely wanted to do that tune, but we didn't want to do any of these songs just as like straight covers, you know, instrumental covers. We wanted to do our own arrangements. And so on that particular one, I had the idea of taking that bass line, which is so iconic, but then removing a beat. So it's actually in the time signature of 7/8 instead of 4/4. And it's the same line, but we just removed one note, essentially. And that just gave it a whole different character. And from there, the arrangement just kind of wrote itself.
One song I want to talk with you about is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and here's what I like about it. Larry Barris plays the guitar line that we're all familiar with. Let's hear a little of that. Then, Jim, you play that famous guitar line on keys, and it's interesting to hear your interpretation of that guitar part.
Just do straight covers, so a lot of these arrangements came up in the studio itself, and we were lucky enough to be able to record in my own home studio and save a lot of money that way. And so we could experiment, you know, we could take our time and say, okay, let's try this, or let's see if this works. And that tune, actually, now that I think of it, we started playing that live in Grand Rapids about a year ago, and it was completely off the cuff. I started playing the chords. We didn't even discuss it. I just started playing the chords, and Larry fell into the melody, and then I naturally took the melody on the bridge, and that's just how it worked. So that particular arrangement came up, you know, on a gig, really, not even in the studio.
Jim Alfredson of Organissimo. The band has a new CD out of Beatles songs. It's called B3dles, a soulful tribute to the Fab Four, the B3 in honor of the B3 Hammond organ. They'll be playing at Jazz Tuesdays at Moriarty's Tuesday night at 7 at a CD release party. Jim Alfredson, thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.